Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, Episode 108, Scalar Energy.
Scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature, and hence it observes certain properties, laws, characteristics. And we can take that energy and routinely dismantle, disassemble, disrupt any molecular structure of a germ. Hence, this is going to lead the way to alleviate incredible suffering around the world.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, golf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you've found the right place. So come with me outside the box for just a second and imagine an entirely new healthcare approach. I mean, what if it were possible to tap into the primary force of energy in the universe? And what if that energy was all around us, and it could provide clean, wireless power to sustain our modern world and also eradicate diseases? You know, Nikola Tesla first discovered a way to harness scalar energy way back in the 1800s, and my guest today has dedicated much of his life to advancing Tesla's work. You're going to be amazed by what he shares on the show today. Could scalar energy be the key to ending disease and suffering around the world? Well, on today's show, you're going to discover what scalar energy is, how it can be used remotely to treat and cure sickness and disease, and the enormous potential it has to change the world for the better.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
As you may know, I'm doing a new show every week with Jessica Bailey called The Best Life Show. It's a live event where you get the chance to come on the show and ask health, fitness, and other experts questions about the topics that are important to you. This week on The Best Life Show, we're talking with hypnotherapist Kevin Smullen about how sometimes we're the biggest roadblock to our own success. Kevin shares techniques and strategies to help you achieve your goals. Visit bestlifeshow.com/05. If you're listening to this after February 4th, 2015 at 8 p.m., the recorded show will be available for you to watch. And if you're listening beforehand, stop by to join us live, ask questions, and get advice on achieving your goals. I hope to see you there. My featured guest today is Tom Palladini. Tom is an engineer and researcher who has been studying scalar energy for over 25 years. He's invented instruments to harness the energy capable of dissembling pathogens in your body, such as herpes, staph infection, hepatitis C, viruses, and common germs. He's been able to do this with over 8,000 pathogens so far. As you'll hear, Tom is passionate and committed to harnessing this energy to improve the world. So let's get right into my conversation with Tom. So Tom, I am really excited to talk to you because we're talking about something that I have never talked about before, and I am really eager to learn about it.
Wonderful. We're going to have a great discussion. It's very simple. We're going to boil this down to everyday common terms so that everybody can digest this.
I love it. That's perfect. Excellent.
Let's first define what we mean by scalar energy.
Okay.
There are two energies in the universe, scalar energy and the electromagnetic spectrum. Well, everybody understands electricity and magnetism, and that's true. That's a very real energy dimension. There is another energy, scalar energy. And although this energy is all around us, it's omnipresent, most people don't realize that scalar energy exists. Well, it originates from the stars of the universe, our sun of the solar system. And as such, we're very familiar, once again, with this energy. I came to understand this energy after studying the great scientist Nikola Tesla. I had an appreciation for Nikola Tesla, and I discovered that Tesla really was the founding father of scalar energy. He was the leading exponent at that time of scalar energy. Well, many people don't realize that, but not only was Nikola Tesla a great electrical engineer, Nikola Tesla was also essentially the, if you will, the forerunner of this new and exciting dimension, scalar energy.
Interesting. So now, is this scalar energy something that is very similar to electric energy, or is it something that, I guess in terms of like a mechanical sense, or is it more of a biological energy?
I would say that scalar energy is an all-pervasive energy, that electricity really is a derivative of scalar energy. If you will, all energy originates as scalar energy. While in some environments and some paradigms, scalar energy will degrade, will decouple into electricity and magnetism. So, if you will, electricity and magnetism are the inferior form of scalar energy. Scalar energy is really that quintessence of the universe. It's, as many people would say, the life force of the universe. As such, it has profound implications on our lives. And yes, it is very much a biological life force. All life forms are dependent upon scalar energy.
Is there an example that you could, that we are all familiar with? Because you kind of said this is all around us. We just don't really recognize it. Is there an example that you can give us to help us understand this even better?
Sure, I can give you hundreds of examples. Here's a few prime examples of what scalar energy is. Every time we think, every time we exercise judgment or memory or creativity, that is actually scalar energy. That is, thinking, memory, imagination are functions of scalar energy. Well, if we look at energy, many people simply have this concept that it's heat or the capacity to do work. Well, that's true. That's accurate. But in a very universal understanding, scalar energy is intelligent energy. So our mental faculties, anytime we think, that is really a broadcast of scalar energy. So that's the profound nature of what we're working with. Scalar energy essentially is the animating force of everything. Everything owes its existence to this life force. Scalar energy is that life force of the universe. Thinking, memory is again a function of scalar energy. Here's another example. Emotion. Anytime you have a feeling, anytime you express sympathy or mercy or love, all feeling, all emotion is really a broadcast, an emanation of scalar energy. So scalar energy, once again, is that impetus. It's that first principle that gives rise to all activity, including psychological activity, including emotional activity. So what am I saying? Well, what precedes everything is intelligence, and that intelligence is scalar energy. Scalar energy, if you will, sets everything into motion. Scalar energy is the cause of all activity in the universe. And that only stands to reason. Why? Well, before you have a universe, you have to have intelligence behind that. Everything has to be embody intelligence. Information must be imparted. Well, in so doing, what is that animating feature? It is scalar energy. Scalar energy is the intelligence that sets into motion everything. Consider that. Everything is preceded by this light, scalar light, which is a non-physical light that serves as the intelligence, the backdrop, if you will, for the entire universe.
A couple of questions that are coming to mind. The first one is, how was it that Tesla discovered this? What caused him to understand this concept?
From what I can gather from Tesla's writings, when Tesla was working with a high output of AC current, many times he would see a conversion of that AC current into what he would call radiant energy or scalar energy. And that's a truism. Electricity can be converted into scalar energy and then vice versa. Scalar energy can be converted back into electricity. Well, many times Tesla, when he was experimenting with his electrical instrumentation, he saw this momentary burst of energy, if you will, this unleashing of energy. And he called it radiant energy once again, but it was another term for that is scalar energy. So Tesla theorized that there was another energy out there just waiting to be unleashed, and that some of his electrical experiments would produce an anomaly whereby he was able to, for a fraction of a second, to see, to witness this scalar energy in motion. Well, subsequent to these discoveries, ultimately Tesla moved to Colorado Springs in 1899. And while in Colorado Springs, he erected a gigantic tower, 150-foot high tower outside of Colorado Springs, essentially out in the pasture land where he could conduct experiments without hurting anybody. Mm-hmm. And this tower had a copper dome. Well, during the summer of 1899, Tesla was able to produce scalar energy. The entire town of Colorado Springs, if you will, was a local scalar energy environment. And in so doing, Tesla witnessed lightning bolts. Lightning, if you will, is really a manifestation of scalar energy. It's only when scalar energy breaks down and degrades into electricity that a lightning bolt becomes dangerous. Well, again, Tesla routinely throughout that summer was able to conduct lightning experiments. He was able to transmit scalar energy by way of a wireless transmission whereby he could illuminate light bulbs at a distance. It's even said that butterflies within the vicinity of his tower had a halo about them, had a scalar energy halo. It's also been reported that even the fire hydrants in Colorado Springs were filled with this energy, this radiant energy, that some people could actually see a glow from the fire hydrants in town. Hmm. Well, the point is this. Tesla, the master, had indeed discovered how to harness and how to conduct scalar energy. And one of the most notable features was that the entire universe is indeed filled with this radiant energy. And that all you have to do is essentially access its geometry. You have to find a way to interface with this energy. And in so doing, it can be used for so many things. And Tesla in 1899 really started to punch through the envelope, so to speak. And he really started to understand the mastery that we could have over nature with scalar energy.
Interesting. And that leads right into my second question, which was, once we understand it, what is it that we can do with it? I think that's kind of where you were kind of heading there.
Exactly. There's so many things that we can do with scalar energy. It's quite versatile. In my estimation, scalar energy has much greater promise than that of electricity. In my own laboratory, what I've discovered is that scalar energy is responsible for molecular forms, for molecular structure. That is, scalar energy will serve to assemble molecules or disassemble molecules. And I've achieved that feat in my laboratory to the extent it's become almost routine. So my comment is, scalar energy allows us to have control over physical matter. Some people would consider that almost alchemy or transmutation. With scalar energy, it's simple. It's not a process that involves a great deal of heat or an explosion or a great deal of pressure. To the contrary, many people would call this cold fusion, or some people would simply call this a simple transmutation whereby you can change one physical form into another. Well, what does that mean? Well, we could essentially, with scalar energy, create a world by which we can assemble favorable, advantageous physical forms. And to the contrary, if we wanted to eradicate something, a pollutant or a toxin, we would simply transmute it, change it from one physical form, a pollutant, to something that was benign. Hmm. So in synopsis, scalar energy is going to be the, if you will, the mastery that we're looking for. Scalar energy will allow us to control the molecular state of matter, and in so doing, we will become masters over the physical universe.
You're talking about huge implications with regard to somebody's health.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. We have mastery over physical matter. And if we can do that, then as far as human health is concerned, we can create the environment that would beget what? Proper, optimal mental and physical health. Or we can eradicate what is toxic to the body, what is considered to be pathogenic in origin. We have control over matter, and as such, we have profound effect upon human health in so doing.
Now, why isn't this at this point? I mean, you take a look at Tesla, and you were saying 1899.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking over 100 years ago.
Yes.
Why isn't this a more commonly known thing now?
Excellent question. And the only answer that I have is that the powers that be have suppressed this technology. Many people have heard of Nikola Tesla. Many people can appreciate that Tesla had instruments that controlled scalar energy. Why hasn't this been brought out to the attention of the general public? And it's always been my contention that there is an elite that has always wanted to suppress this knowledge. Why? Well, if scalar energy is really this masterful, if scalar energy really does give us consummate control over physical nature, then many of the existing monopolies today would be threatened by this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tesla saw that in his day. Tesla saw that we could take scalar energy and harness the energy to have essentially relatively inexpensive, clean, and infinite supply of energy. Well, what would that mean to the oil companies? That would essentially mean the demise of the oil companies.
Right.
And even in Tesla's day, Tesla was in many ways up against the Rockefellers and J.P. Morgan, and they simply did not want this technology to take over.
There's no money to be made if it's freely available, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you have any examples of positive impacts of using this energy on somebody's health?
Yes. I've developed a technique. I am able with scalar energy to routinely break apart disassembled germs. Well, I've developed a process that I call a pathogenic cleanse, in which I've been able to identify over 60,000 species of pathogens, germs. And with scalar energy, I'm able to disassemble. I'm able to break apart, eradicate those germs. So from my vantage point, scalar energy has an immediate application in the realm of medical science, in which we can take scalar energy and break apart the molecular structure of viruses, bacteria, and fungi, eradicate those pathogens, eradicate those germs, and essentially remove the cause of disease. Hence, this is opening the door to provide the cure or prevention of pathogenic infection.
Wow. And how exactly do you do that?
I have a number of scalar energy instruments. And the technique that I've discovered is quite simple, yet I would say quite profound. And by that, I'll explain. Let's say I wanted to isolate the herpes virus and disassemble the herpes infection, herpes simplex 1 or herpes simplex 2. Well, how do I go about that in practice? I actually take a photograph of the herpes virus, and I place that photograph inside my scalar energy instrument. Now, my instrument will decipher the light code or the light signature of the herpes virus. And in so doing, once the light code is deciphered, then my instrument will broadcast the reverse angle, the reverse phase angle of herpes. And in so doing, that informational input, that broadcast of energy will serve to break apart, to disassemble the molecular structure of herpes inside a person. Now, I usually compare that to a trained vocalist who can shatter glass with her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are able to shatter glass with their voice. It's been demonstrated many times. And what is the principle? It's the law of resonance, in which you are projecting the same resonating frequency back into a glass. And ultimately, you reduce that glass to a state of chaos. It breaks apart. Well, in practice, I'm doing the same thing, but I'm doing it with scalar energy. So I am broadcasting back into a person a harmonic, if you will, that is anti-herpes, or the reverse phase angle of the herpes virus. And in so doing, once that energy enters into the human body, it breaks apart the herpes virus inside a person.
Interesting. You know, this sounds a lot like noise reduction in audio.
Yeah.
And because it's the same thing, you have a waveform that's going one way, and to get rid of it, you apply a waveform that is opposite, and that just zeroes everything out.
Precisely. And that's what I'm doing with scalar energy. I am taking, if you will, the waveform of the herpes virus, and I'm broadcasting the exact opposite reverse phase back into the human body. And the two cancel one another out. That's a great analogy.
That's amazing. That is really amazing stuff. And you've been successful in doing this with, have you been successful doing this with a human being that has this virus? Or are you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
To answer your question, I routinely disassemble germs such as the herpes virus. I've been successful with Epstein-Barr. I've worked with a gentleman in the past, and he had the HIV virus, and he took a viral load test after I treated him with Scalar Energy, and there was no detectable viral load of the HIV virus. So my statement is this: Scalar Energy is a fundamental force in nature, and hence it observes certain properties, laws, characteristics. And we can take that energy and routinely dismantle, disassemble, disrupt any molecular structure of a germ. Hence, this is going to lead the way to alleviate incredible suffering around the world.
This is just incredible what you're talking about, or the implications of what could come of all of this. Where is this in terms of conventional medicine? Is this something that is being looked at, or are you kind of one of a handful of people that are doing anything with this?
As far as I understand, Steve, I am the only one in the world doing this. I've looked through the internet, and I've tried to source other groups that would be interested in this, or at least in some way are participating in these type of studies and research. I cannot find any. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm the only person in the world that can control a scalar wave emanation and disassemble germs. I don't think I have any contemporary right now. Sad to say, I think I'm the only person in the world doing this.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, you know, particularly when you consider the amount of time that's gone by. I mean,
yes.
You know, from 1899 till now.
Yeah. I mean, you have to put that in perspective. Tesla readily demonstrated scalar energy instruments. This was not a mystery to anybody. If you really take a good look at his notes and those eyewitnesses who participated in his experiments, for instance, Tesla could easily illuminate light bulbs without any sorts of electrical connection. He was illuminating light bulbs by way of a scalar energy force field. He was able to create a local energy scalar force field, a dimension, and in so doing, he could routinely illuminate light bulbs. Well, that in and of itself is an indication that scalar energy can be used as a means of power generation. And if Tesla could do that without a grid system, he did that through by way of localizing scalar energy, you can obviate, once again, the grid system. You can do away with the power structure, so to speak. It's wireless transmission of energy. So just imagine, Steve, you don't need a telephone pole, a satellite. You
right.
don't need a power plant. You don't need a transformer. You don't need cables. You don't need any wires. You don't need an electrical outlet in your home. It will serve to free mankind. It's the wireless transmission of energy. It's an infinite supply of energy.
Wow. It's amazing. Amazing yeah. stuff. Back to the work that you're doing. So you've got this, you know, you're working with germs and viruses right now. There's nothing that says this couldn't get to the point where you were able to work with genetics and DNA.
That's the next step. I have, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, perfected this technique. I can easily break apart viruses, bacteria, and fungi. It's become rather commonplace, if I may say so. So my next step, to take it to the next level, as they say, would be to use scalar energy to reprogram the genetic code. I envision in the future we will be able to use scalar energy to correct mutations. Well, if indeed I succeed at that, then we will be able to either prevent or cure cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, I believe scalar energy, this intelligence, this incredible infinite intelligence from the sun, the stars, will be used in some measure to correct genetic dysfunction. Genetic anomalies can be corrected by this intelligent life force energy. So yes, in the future, I think we can correct many genetic disorders by way of scalar energy.
if someone is listening to this and they want to find out more about what you're doing or even contact you, do you actually see people that have issues and try to help them with those things? Or are you really kind of in the studying phase at this point?
No, I do. I have a public website and I am treating people throughout the world. My website is selfhealgo.com. And let me say that if you want to simply visit the website to learn more about scalar energy, you could do that, or you could sign up for a treatment. I will either address your issues or the staff will. We treat people on a 30-day rotation. Mm-hmm. And usually after 30 days of being treated with scalar energy and having a myriad of germs, viruses, and bacteria eliminated from your body, most people feel much better.
Now, this is a kind of a crazy question, but we were talking a lot about how this energy is everywhere around us. And we were talking about how from an electrical standpoint, it does away with a lot of the infrastructure and towers and wires and that sort of thing. Is there any way to do treatment remotely, or is that something that has to be done right there?
And that's the entire key. And that's what makes this so beautiful. I treat people exclusively remotely. How do
wow,
I do that?
That's amazing.
Scalar energy allows me to treat people at a distance. And the way I treat people is by way of their photograph. Now, remember, scalar energy is not electricity. You're working with two different energy systems. Hence, the properties of scalar energy are not the properties of electricity. Now, with that said, when I receive a photograph of a person, that photograph is a source of light. Any photograph of a person has light incorporated into that photograph. A scalar energy instrument can pick up that light signature, the scalar light signature, and find a person. Much like a satellite can find a radio or a TV, well, my scalar energy instrument is like a satellite, but it's a scalar energy satellite, and it can likewise find and direct energy to a person. So it's, as a matter of fact, the way I work with people is by way of their photograph. All I need is a photograph of a person in order to send information to them by way of the scalar energy matrix. And in so doing, I can easily eradicate germs in anybody, anywhere in the world, simply by virtue of their photograph.
Wow. That is amazing.
It is.
I mean, it's no offense at all, but because I'm actually, I've done some reading about Tesla and find him to be a very fascinating guy. And this is very fascinating as well. But it's almost difficult to believe.
It really is. And unless you understand this energy and you see the potential behind this energy, again, it's not electricity. And what scalar energy can do far, far surpasses the limitations of electricity. It's my contention that scalar energy is a perfect energy. It really is a direct expression from God, if you will. And in so doing, you really have divine-like powers. If you can control scalar energy, you essentially become the master of the physical universe.
I will definitely have a link in the show notes so folks can go over and check out, you know, selfhealgo.com. Is there anything else that, I mean, you've said a lot of really incredible stuff already, but is there anything else that you would like to leave us with before we sign off?
I would ask people to visit my website, selfhealgo.com. to read some of the articles that I have written about scalar energy, mm-hmm. and to familiarize yourself with it. Why? I want this to be simple. I want this to be straightforward. This is obviously non-threatening. This is meant to educate us, meant to uplift us.
Yeah.
I want people to embrace this energy. It will benefit mankind. Once we put this into motion, once we incorporate scalar energy, it will serve to change the course of history for the better. So I welcome people. Please consider yourself in, consider yourself welcome. Familiarize yourself with scalar energy. You will be impressed. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, very, very cool. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tom, I know you're calling us from a hotel room today, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share this information on the show.
It's my pleasure, and I thank you for the audience.
So today we learned that scalar energy is all around us, and harnessing its power could literally change the world and provide a clean and all-natural energy source. Beyond that, Scalar energy could be the answer to eradicating diseases and viruses that cause so much suffering around the world today. Sometimes it's hard to believe in new theories, but I think it's important to keep an open mind. You know, there were people who found it hard to believe the Earth was round at one point. I hope you take time to visit Tom's site and learn more about his work and Scalar Energy. I think you'll be impressed with the amount of information you'll find over there. I want to thank Tom for coming on the show and sharing this remarkable information and his work with Scalar Energy with us. I'll have links in today's show notes for Tom's website, Self Heal Go. I want to thank you for listening to the show and being part of the Outside Health and Fitness community. If you haven't yet, sign up for our free weekly newsletter while you're on the site. You'll get exclusive Outside Health and Fitness articles, resources, and my morning Tabata routine as a special thank you. So stop by outsidehealthandfitness.com/108. Thanks again for listening to the show, and I'll see you outside. Outside Health and Fitness is a proud member of the Best Life Network, bringing you shows that help you stay happy, healthy, active, and strong.